A week after arriving in Germany, we traveled to Oberdorf, the tiny village in Bavaria where my father was born. He'd spoken little of his hometown since we left in the 30s. We really didn't know what to expect. His mother's family had owned a chemical factory there, the Weilwerks, providing most of the local employment for nearly a century. Yet with no directions and no guide, we hardly knew where to begin. We wandered the streets for nearly an hour, then walked into a small bakery for coffee, asking the owner for information about my father's family home. "Are you from the Weil family?" she asked. Our affirmation brought tears and cries of joy. This was our introduction to Gertrud Schwarz, a simple woman of conscience, who managed to maintain her sense of compassion and human decency during the worst of times.
She took us to the synagogue and she told us the story of the synagogue that wasn't burned because the people said it would burn their houses, they were standing too close. And she told us that the rabbi and the doctor and their wives and all these people were assembled in there. They took them all in there before they took them to the concentration camps. And she herself went in there to be with them. She couldn't save them, but she could tell them how terribly, terribly sad it was. And then she told us that she took the scrolls, what we call the Torah, the five books of Moses, and hid them in her attic until the war was over and then brought them back. And she also took us to the cemetery, which she personally kept in beautiful condition. All the graves were with flowers, and she had put up some tablets with the names of Jewish men who had died during the First World War, given their lives, and all the people who had died in the concentration camps. And she was very proud of what she had done, and she was just wonderful. My husband's parents were living there for hundreds of years in this little town, which doesn't have one single Jew anymore there. And they were very German people.